How is President Obama and how are his national security advisors dealing with the persistent presence of the Taliban in Pakistan, the tribal areas border Afghanistan? Well, a new report from the New York Times says that the U.S. government may expand the covert war in Pakistan far beyond the unruly tribal areas. Eric Schmidt is a terrorism correspondent for the New York Times. Thanks for joining us. And really, how much of a shift is this from the Bush administration's approach?
Well, this would be a shift in that what the President Obama and his top advisors are now considering is whether to expand some of the American military operations beyond the tribal areas, that is, that mountainous border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan, south, basically into one of the provinces of Pakistan, Balochistan, and specifically the major city of Quetta, where it is believed that many of the senior Afghan Taliban leaders, including Mullah Muhammad Omar, have sought refuge largely since the Taliban was ousted from Afghanistan in the fall in late 2001. So this would be expanding beyond the areas, this kind of semi-autonomous area of the tribal areas, deeper into Pakistan itself.
What risks does that come with? And I'm specifically thinking of a recent interview we had on CIA case officer Arthur Keller. He wrote this Times op-ed comparing the U.S. strategy concerning the Taliban, specifically in Afghanistan, but also on the border, to the failed strategy with Laos during the Vietnamese war era. Too much remote bombing, too much intervention in local matters, too many civilian casualties. You've got the Predator drones operating, to try to take out these al-Qaeda leaders. Is there a case that escalation is dangerous to U.S. interest?
Well, it's dangerous and risky in at least a couple of ways. One is, as you mentioned, the drone attacks, according to American officials, have been fairly effective in the tribal areas, but those are sparsely populated areas where they feel they can target some of these Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders relatively discreetly with minimizing the risks of civilian casualties. The problem of expanding in this case is that many of these Afghan Taliban leaders are believed to be either in the city of Quetta itself or in some of these teeming refugee camps that surround the city or near the Afghan border, so a much higher risk of civilian casualties. Obviously, if the U.S. was also to try one of the special operations cross-border raids, as they did last September, that would pose a risk not only to Pakistani civilians on the ground, but, of course, any American ground troops that went into Pakistan. And then, of course, finally, there's the political risk that additional American forces inside of Afghanistan could pose to this already fragile civilian government in Islamabad.
Hey, Eric, last week, Mr. Big Stuff himself on foreign policy, Leslie Gelb, former president of the Council on Foreign Relations, called for Obama to consider an actual pullout from the entire region, certainly Afghanistan, if not Pakistan. It sounds as though when the National Security Council met last week, that wasn't even on the table, and the debate really went in entirely the other direction. Any word on who's really pushing the escalation? Is it the Pentagon? Is it National Security Council? Is it Obama himself?
Well, the NATO and U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General David McKiernan, has requested an additional 30,000 American troops into Afghanistan. President Obama has approved 17,000 of those, so there's already another 13,000 troops that are waiting to go in, waiting the president's approval. Secretary of Defense Bob Gates is said to be somewhat skeptical of that until there's a strategy in place that demonstrates to him why the additional American troops would be useful in Afghanistan itself. In Pakistan, of course, the Pakistani government has publicly said they have come out on record as opposing the drone strikes, and certainly they oppose strongly the ground raid last September 3rd, but there are indications that privately they're willing to stomach some of these drone attacks, at least, because they realize that many of their forces just simply can't get to some of the al-Qaeda targets that are in the tribal areas.
Overall, what is the U.S. spread of territory in trying to deal with Iraq, Iran, not on a military basis, but a diplomatic one for the moment, with Afghanistan and now with Pakistan further incursions? Can the U.S. military, despite the plans to draw down troops in Iraq, can the U.S. military handle all this?
Well, that's one of the key questions that's being debated by President Obama and his top security advisors, looking at this plan and how you balance the needs, the shifting needs away from Iraq to Afghanistan. How do you balance the needs militarily? How do you move around some of the limited assets, such as these drones? Obviously, there are intelligence operatives on the ground in these countries and some of the others. It's this kind of whole arc of crisis that you have in the countries that you've just ticked off that are putting a great strain not only on the military but the intelligence community and, of course, increasingly on the diplomats who are trying to sort all this out as well.
Well, Eric, it's great to hear from you. Eric Schmidt, terrorism correspondent for The New York Times.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.